Hey love, so I feel like I should jump on this trending topic of Davido, public figure, musician Davido, and the trending topic at hand, him and his side chicks, incoming baby mamas. First of all, I mean, I'm never in support of these extra, attachments in the name of baby mamas. I feel like it should even happen in the first place. I feel like both man and woman should respect themselves and not carry extra baggage, because in the real sense of things, I mean, it doesn't make sense, because at the end of the day, both the guy and the lady, you're just giving yourself extra work. You claim to be married even before marriage, like, well, let's blame it again, right, on his lifestyle, because he's a musician and then he's prone to seeing different types of women, body types and all of that, from all parts of the world. So maybe that can actually be a lot of temptation for a young guy. And let's not forget his background, okay? So maybe, I mean, where he's coming from, things are just as they should be. Maybe there isn't this serious way of life that he should go by, if you get me, because I feel like the foundation is very important, and it depends. So if the foundation is not solid enough, in the long run, as you get older, it might start to either shaping, make or mar you. So I feel like the background could be a factor. And then for a young guy, having so many people around you, your guys, fame, money starts to pump in. You remember, he's from a wealthy home before, and he's still from a wealthy home, and then that was from the name Obio Omobabalo, that's his child of a wealthy father. And then he starts to make his own money, independent guy, cool. But then let's say the temptation is too much for him to overcome. You get me? Especially if it's something that he has not really had a stronghold of growing up his foundation against. So it won't be that easy, holding on to that when money starts to like pump in for him, like him making his own money and getting all that fame. I mean, if his uncle has not been strong right from the beginning, then I mean, of course, anything can happen. So that's what I mean by this foundation talk. So I get all of that, but I just feel like regardless, I mean, as an adult, that is the reason why you're an adult. Because I just feel like sometimes it's good to just self-reflect, self-audit, talk to yourself. That, just have that moment alone, that quietness alone with yourself. Because when you have too many people around you and you're making money and you're their boss, you might just have a lot of yes men that wouldn't want to tell you the truth just because they don't want to, annoy you. They want to keep up with the eye service. Sometimes it's good to just be your own, be your own mentor, just be your own person that would talk to yourself about the realities of your life at the moment. Is this the kind of life that you want? I mean, you have colleagues that are, probably gather these attachments in the name of side chick and all of that. So is that what you would want your own journey to be? Just self-reflection. I mean, as an adult, this is how I want my life to be. I don't want to have this extra baggage. I want to be a one man, one woman kind of person. But then again, maybe that has not been his perception, from time being. Maybe he doesn't even care. But I just feel like even if you don't care, it's just good to just have that self-reflection. Just take a minute or just some time out of his busy schedule to just, or your busy schedule. I mean, if you're also famous and a musician, to just self-reflect. Because at the end of the day, you're doing it for yourself, for your good, for your future, so that you can avoid things like this. I mean, that's the essence of being an adult. You can always unlearn certain things. You don't have to always put blame on people. Oh, if I had a good foundation, if this person was there. Sometimes it's just taking responsibility for your own life, because this is your own life at the end of the day. So that self-reflection is very important. You get me? Just saying that, okay, this is how I want my life to be. I want to have a proper family. I don't want this extra baggage because it won't make sense. And it's more work. There is no joy in that. Because look at the confusion now. So baby mamas before marriage, and now some people say that the reason why he married Chioma, his wife, was because, having lost, his son, God rest his soul. Some people are of the opinion that that's the reason why he married her, more like compensation. Some people are also of the opinion that because she's Igbo, so in the Igbo tradition, I mean, I may be wrong, but that from what I'm hearing, the Igbo tradition, if he doesn't marry her, then the son will be buried in the in her own in his wife's father in her own father's name, because then they weren't married. So if he doesn't marry her, his son will be buried in her father's name. But if he marries her, then he will be buried in Adeleke's, that is his own name. So maybe that's what happened and he married her. So just different theories. Or, you know, some people would want to believe that he married her out of love. Some people want to believe that he married her because, I mean, they've been dating for long and he has had baby mamas before her, or and things like that. And then he just married her for compensation, especially after what's happened, what the tragic thing that happened. But now that he has married her, a lot of people were happy. I wouldn't want to say everybody, because I don't know everybody's mind. Because now that this has happened, now you're just hearing different opinions flying here and there. So most people were happy that he has finally married her, because she seems to be like, I mean, a nice girl, homely. You know, she looks prim and proper. She's not controversial. You hardly see this babe come out to talk about certain things that, you know, ordinarily people with that kind of attention will just come and show themselves for clout or whatnot. She's just on her lane. I mean, especially with the drama around her, a guy has so much drama. I mean, even his own people, his own guys will put mouth and, you know, have their own opinions. They're just controversial. Let me just put it at that. Davido and his guys, there's just a lot going on around them. So it's just very easy for one person, for somebody to just, you know, believe that, no, his babe wants to also be out there to, you know, show herself and all of that. But no, she's just very cool-headed. So that's one of the reasons why people also like her for him, and we're really happy for her that, you know, they finally got married. But it was a low-key wedding, contrary to what people would have, well, I myself would have expected. But we understand it's probably because of, well, mostly, you know, maybe because of what happened to their son. God rest his soul again. Very cute boy. Anyway, so now that this has happened, like barely a year, how many months, like, that he lost his son and then he got married, you know, somebody from nowhere, Anita, lady from nowhere, is already all over the social media, embarrassing Davido, dragging Davido like generator. You get me? Like, cussing this guy out. Even Strebo letters his Nigerians, because now she's mentioning Nigerians in all of these nasty things she's saying about the video. I mean, I'm not even praising any of them, yeah, because I feel like if he had just kept it in his pants, then he wouldn't be facing this embarrassment, because she's really going all out. She's not like the other baby mamas that have come out to say one or two things about the video, you know, taking care of their children, or being there, or being a good father or not. You get me? Though, the belief out there is that Davido takes care of his children, you get me? But you know, now sometimes his baby mama might just come and, you know, talk and, you know, say certain things about him and all of that, contrary to what we believe. Because he has this tag of, we rise by what he says, we rise by lifting others. So it's just some type of way when one of the baby mamas comes up and says or that something contrary to that, that he's not been there or things like that. But this particular babe, Anita, she's Black American. She's the kind of Black American that you've heard before. You know, those girls don't care. She doesn't have anything to lose. She doesn't care for marriage. She doesn't care for nada. She's saying she's not here for the marriage. They've been dating since 2017. Davido got married to Chioma this year, right? So they've been dating since 2017, and she never knew he was married by the time he got married, and now she's pregnant for him. And the annoying thing out of all of these things that really, really, really annoys me, especially guys, that it's not bad enough that they are cheating, yeah, but they also go as far as, ah, gosh, this really gets me. This really annoys me. It's bad enough that you're cheating, right? That's not even bad enough for you. You're still exposing your wife to your side chick. Like, please help me make sense of that. You still, like, your side chick knows more about you and your family than your wife. Like, your side chick knows a lot of things. Like, your wife doesn't even know you have a side chick. Sometimes, your wife doesn't even know. But the side chick knows everything about your wife, even the bad parts. Like, this babe was calling out chum. I don't really know why she has to go down that lane. Because, I mean, people are just of a notion that we don't really know how chum is feeling. Because she doesn't, like I said, she's not out there. She doesn't talk. She doesn't come out to just, you know, put random things out there. Even her page. Like, you get me? She just minds her business and she does her chef stuff. You know, she cooks and she's a chef and all of that. She just puts her own context and she goes off and does fashion and influences and all of that stuff. And then, why mention the woman's name? Like, Anita, you're the baby mama. You've come outside to say that, oh, you're pregnant for the video. And then you're cussing him out. You're, okay, fine. We get that you're angry at him and things like that because she leaked out their chats, you know, and maybe he wanted her to abort the baby or something like that. But she's like, she's not going, she's keeping the baby or something around that. It's quite messy. But why mention the wife's name? It's bad enough that she knows that. She knows you now because she put it out there. But now you're now mentioning her late son. Like, no, like, I think it's out there. The video is quite popular. It's popular, not even quite popular. Like, I believe you will have heard it just before and you will have seen things that this babe has put out there. And maybe people from his crew, the video's crew, got angry and decided to leak out more information about her because this girl won't just shut it. And, you know, we got to know that she's into pornography. Like, she's a porn star. Like, you know, the gist was different things are just flying out there. But then the babe is like, that's what she used to be, you know, then in the past. Because on her page, she seems to be promoting positivity. She talks motivational, Christian, and things like that. But she's like, that was in the past. And it's like that act, you know, of leaking her videos, because that also went viral. I mean, Omo. It's like the internet is just a type of way that you just have to overlook certain things. So it's not everything that they put out there that you must speak on. So let me just put that out there. But yeah, you already know the gist of, okay, she used to be this, or this is the kind of person that she used to be, so you can just stop there. But whichever way, I guess that made her angrier, and then she started, that was when she mentioned Nigerians, and, you know, like, saying all sorts of things, and attaching, and I'm like, from where to where? You and David, when people were having your phone, and that's the thing, when people were having your phone and everything, you don't know also, but when Nayawa don't cast now, when everything has spoiled now, but I just feel like that was just super messy and you know, people just joke about cheating boyfriends that they pray that they meet somebody like Anita. You know, Anita is a portion of cheating boyfriend because babes like that don't care. They just feel like, I mean, they have this loud mouth and they can cuss at you. And I feel like this is so far the video's biggest karma because other baby mamas of his have come out to say certain things, but this particular girl has been out all out. And then, not too long, was it up to 48 hours, another baby mama came up saying that she's pregnant for the video. This Anita says she's pregnant, she's keeping the baby. This other babe, that stays in Paris came out to also on her story on Instagram to say that she's also expectant, you know, expecting the video's baby. Some people thought it was clouds, but nah, it's not. This baby is saying it's for real. And there was a clip of her, you know, pregnancy test, even Anita to do pregnancy test. And the thing about all of this is that, I don't know, like, guys that cheat, people don't think about your life. So, let me even take it back to the Anita babe and this pornographic whatever out there, having a porn star, whatever. Past or present, I don't know. But my point here is that, like, you're married, dude, you just got married. At least, if for any, respect your wife. Respect your oath. Respect the vow you took, your vows. I mean, and this is somebody that she's young now. Chioma is young. For somebody as young as that, having lost a child, and then the least that this lady would need is this type of drama. Why? Respect her. I mean, I was super livid at the mention of the fact that he's telling this the side chick about his wife. I mean, there's some that really annoys me. Like, why? You're already cheating, you're already doing bad things. Face it. Like, why would you bring your wife into the equation? Why would you disrespect her like that? And then you're exposing this woman, your wife, to STDs, like diseases. Why? Now, this baby used to be, I don't know if she's still, but the news out there, the pictures out there is that she was a porn star. Because according to her, that's like the past or something. And, like, you guys just sleep with every and anything. You're not even scared that, what if you should catch this disease or whatever? Like, you don't know where these ladies have been to. Do you know who they've been with? And then you just have unprotected sex with random girls. And from the chat, it seems like he has been, you know, babes have been aborting for him. Ah, man. See why I started initially from, sometimes, yeah, if they did not cheat you, you cheat yourself. You give yourself brain. Because the yes men around you or the yes women around you might not be telling you the truth just because of gains that they're getting from you. They don't want to stop because they feel like if they stop the eye service they are doing around you, you will stop giving them favors. So they will not tell you. And sometimes you know what they are doing. You know the eye service. You say, but that is why you should also give yourself brain and talk to yourself. I'm not going to live this type of life. People have done it before you. What did they gain? Nothing. There's nothing there. It's just all form of disgrace and embarrassment to their family. And then you're just having children scattered from different women. What kind of life is that? Like, different random women having babies for you. Even if you have all the money. I mean, so he's going to do child support for Anita or what? And you know that he is dealing with Naira. Well, he's in Nigeria and then she's in a different country. So how much will he have to, how many hit song will he release to be sponsoring all of these women and the babies and his lifestyle and all of that? One is in Paris, one is in US. You are the other baby mamas though. They are not just in Nigeria. Nah. I mean, I don't know how Burna Boy does it, because Burna Boy too is another controversial artist. You know, he has won the Grammy and all of that, our Grammy Award winner. And Burna Boy has his own in his body. He can have this pepper body, you get me? But at least, so far, no girl has come to say that, oh, she's pregnant for a Burna Boy. I mean, any girl that is pregnant for him would definitely jump at him, but so far, nobody. So how does he, it means that he can actually control himself. Burna Boy or no Burna Boy example. As a guy, self-discipline is very important, because if you can control that thing between your legs, trust me, 99% of your trouble in life is solved. Yes, I'm saying 99, and it's, no cap, like 99% is soft. Like, it's really, really embarrassing out there. I mean, I just feel sorry for the wife. But again, I don't know, because people are like, should you really feel sorry for Chioma? Because I would say I feel sorry for her because of what she has been through. But for her to marry him, I don't know, maybe he said so many promises and all of that. Because now he's probably gaslighting her because with all of this that's happening. Maybe he bobbled her or he's told her he will never cheat on her or no more baby mama. Because some people have the opinion that, she knew what she was getting into. She met baby mamas before she agreed to marry him. Or was it because of the tradition of burying her son? That is why she decided to go ahead with the marriage. Maybe it wasn't that deep. But then, because I'm not Igbo, some people are like, she doesn't necessarily have to marry him, but the way that they can walk around is if he wants to bury the son in her husband's name. In Adelike's name, that's the widow's son name. So she doesn't necessarily have to marry him. There's a way they can just walk around. I don't know. So that's the area that I feel sorry for her. I mean, the fact that she has been through a lot. But, you know, when people say that, they don't exactly feel sorry for her because she knew what she was, they assume that she knew what she was getting into before marrying him and all of that. So she shouldn't be surprised now. Ah, that's another way to look at it. But that's the thing now. You're marrying this kind of person. I mean, people don't change easily like that. People don't change you. It's only Holy Spirit that can change somebody. Like, the flesh is so stubborn to change. You've never finished changing, working on yourself. Isn't another person that you now want to change? You can't change another human being. And that human being cannot change because of you, except they agree to change. Except they allow God to change them. Because even God will not force you. Holy Spirit will not force you. You get me? You have to be willing. You can only force the camel to the river, but you cannot force it to swim. To drink, rather. So, I don't know who to even, like, that is the area that I feel sorry for her, like, what she has been through, because I still want to believe that she knew what she was getting into, except maybe the guy has told her certain things, sweet things, that, oh, you won't do this, but even at that, there's still that reservation of, what's it, because he has been there, he has been with other women, And the annoying part is that, like, dude, it's like he sleeps with different people, and like, why is unprotected? I'm not even trying to, like, there's no justification for cheating, but when it has even gone this bad, you start to like think about it, like, okay, so even if you want to cheat, why do raw? Why do unprotected sex with these women? Like, why? So you now come back home and give it. What if you catch disease? What if you catch some men are not even scared for their own life, that should they go and catch one serious disease that might even affect their health? Like, don't they think? Because money is not everything. Money cannot cure everything, no. Hey, there's some terminal diseases that money can only help to manage, but it cannot it can't take it off. And then there's one innocent woman, Haba. See, that's the reason why I don't like to talk about certain things like this, because at the end of the day, who knows? Maybe in 4 months' time now, maybe they'll figure out shoot another one somewhere else, because it seems to be very fat down. I'm not even a 30 BG fan. Like, I'm just very neutral. I like your song, I like your song. I'm not, you know, so much of a fanatic about all of these people, but I just, it's just very somehow, especially the way this babe, I think that's the reason why I'm talking about it, because this babe has just been all out, like she's leaving nothing out. Maybe she really fell for him and the heartbreak, or maybe she knew he was married and she just telling us that she doesn't know. Like, that's the reason I'm talking about this, because of how, like, she just kept on releasing receipts, and it's really pathetic, honestly, at this point. And if you know that you are a cheat, right, don't stop. Because what's the gain? I mean, I feel like there's no peace there. Bible, God knows what he will say when he says that flee from fornication, or, you know, and says that man and woman. Because at the end of the day, it's not as if you should not enjoy all the things that you're enjoying. Like, it's like stolen waters. It's sweet when you're stealing it, but it doesn't give you peace. Because now you just have scattered children around, and even if you have the money, there's still no peace, because look at what is happening. This is a very good example, the video thing. And that guy now, I don't know, because I feel like he needs a lot of, maybe he should do therapy or a lot of self-discipline, because if he go give another person belly again. Because after how many baby mamas now, see this one and then came out again. So please, people that you're cheating, it's not peaceful. Like, there's a reason why, you should just do one man, one woman. Like, stick to your woman. I know that ladies cheat, but this is not even the conversation. We're talking about a man that has cheated now, right? So, just be faithful. There's nothing that will... You will not lose anything from being faithful. As in, what's there to even lose? You'll be tasting different women. So, what if you now go and catch disease? Is that not enough for you to even rethink? Even if you should protect yourself, what if... It's not 100% that guaranteed that you'll be protected. So what kind of reckless living is that one? And then you now have different children all around, and their upbringing, you know, it will also affect them one way or the other. And you don't want to bring this type of, you know, this type of scattered, like, different children all over. And then when they grow up, it is not as they should grow up, like in a proper family, just because of what you've done. At the end of the day, this is what affects society. There's no peace there. There's nothing as peaceful as just doing things the way God has ordained it. Like, God is not even depriving you of certain things that you feel like you're enjoying now, because you're just stealing these things. Whatever it is that you're taking now, you're just stealing this, and you're doing yourself a lot of disservice. But when you do things the right way, the God way, the way it's meant to be, you stay true to yourself, you get married, well, you stay committed to your partner. That's a very peaceful life. Nobody's dragging you. You are not catching HIV. You're not catching STD. Your nothing is, like, is that not sin enough? And having somebody embarrassing you all over. I think that this is like the biggest embarrassment from a lady, from one of the widow's baby mama that would ever surface for now. Because we don't know. We don't know yet. The way this Paris lady just came up from nowhere, when we thought that this was it. And then this one came up. Since we're low, please, there's nothing there in, you know, just living life recklessly and just planting your seed everywhere and, you know, just being unfaithful and gaslighting women, and just respect your vow. I mean, be serious with your life, because at the end of the day, it is for your own good. If you follow through, keep true to yourself and you're committed to your partner, it is for your own good. it is you that will not catch that disease. It is you that will not that will not be thinking and be depressed. It is you that will not be embarrassed. It is you that will have a solid family. But when you start to act, so carelessly, then where is the peace in that? I don't know how some people manage with all of this, because maybe because they feel like they have money, so they can always just continue, and they have fame, and they have people that will support them. But in the long run, when it's just you alone, I mean, you can't lie to yourself. You know that this is wrong. So why not just find a way to deal with it? Why not just find a solution to it permanently? It's never too late to turn a new leaf. It's never too late. And I just hope that the video learns from this and it just becomes a better person. Because this is nasty. This is messy. Like this, I was trying to overlook this drama, but then this lady just kept coming up with receipts, and then she has had this kind of nasty past, and it just goes back to the wife. Even Yule Doche said that one, at least, and people say that at least he married the second wife. Even though was this the first wife? I mean, you promised this woman you're going to be in one man, one woman marriage, right? All of a sudden you're taking in a new wife. So that is the issue there. I mean, why initiate polygamy after she has suffered with you along the line? You've praised that, you've told us how she has suffered with you, and now you're bringing in Judy. Like, does it make sense? And she also lost somebody. She lost her, lost a child. Like, and look at how the husband and the other wife, look at how they are embarrassing on social media. See, I don't know how people are thinking, you know. Like, is that peaceful? Like, people don't like, because I'm thinking peace. Like, peace should be what you should be striving for. Because nothing beats living a peaceful life. Just having that peace. Maybe some people don't like peace. Some people are very okay. Maybe some people are very okay with, you know, all the chaos and the noise and all of that. I don't know. But I don't think so. Because you get tired now. What kind of life is that? And your children are seeing this thing. They'll grow up to see this. See, eh? When it comes to all this celebrity gist, and because at the end of the day, because we know these people, they are popular. That's why we can actually come out and dissect. And even the banker at this one gist, and you know, another baby mama or something like that, drama, somebody's pregnant. Oh boy, it's because people are popular. It's very easy for us to dissect them. But these things, right, they happen to other people that are your neighbors. So, to people that you're familiar with that you might not even know. It's still a reflection of the society at the end of the day. So you yourself that are listening to me, if you're a cheat, please, give yourself brain. Talk to yourself. Is it worth it? If you think it is worth it, please don't go and do it. Take all the blame yourself. Take all the damages yourself. Don't go and affect another man's daughter with your own disease. How can somebody be so careless like that? You don't even know where this lady has been, where this man has been. Ah, gosh. I mean, that is even the area of annoyance, because, you know, passing all that disease, passing all that body fluid to another person, to your partner, to your wife, to your husband, talking down on your partner, to your side chick, to your side guy, that is really, really annoying. That is really, really disgusting. That is bad. Beyond bad. That is terrible. Come on. If you want to be bad for yourself. I take all the bullshit, but don't come and put it on another person's child. Don't come and infect another person, because it will not be better for you. Take it or leave it. Is this what it's not even cost? It is the truth. It will not be better for you to go and deliberately, intentionally, because you can never mistakenly impregnate somebody or sleep with somebody. I mean, cheating does not necessarily start with sex and ends there. All the chatting, all the flirting is part of cheating when you have a partner, somebody you're committed to. That is cheating. So even when you're even in the process of having the sex and all of that stuff, you know that, I mean, you do not just fall on that person. So you know what you're doing. You're gonna now carry all of that disease and all of that shame, and you're not be, now gonna pour it on an innocent soul. And kilo de, or rubbish, please, let us be guided. It will not be better for that person, because there's no way it's better for that person. When you deliberately cause harm on another person, when you deliberately affect your wife or your husband with HIV, with terminal disease, how is it supposed to be good for you? How? Tell me now. When you intentionally go and you still go and carry that your thing and go and put in somebody that has been faithful to you when you've been everywhere. That's evil now. So tell me, how will it be better for you? How will it be better for you when you've messed up yourself, when you've talked down on your partner, and you still go and carry infection and put on that person? How? It cannot be better for that person now. It can't. It's just the truth. Because that's wickedness. Ah, this thing is. See why I don't want to have this conversation. I've talked plenty. So I'll wrap it up here. I'll leave it with your conscience. Thank you for listening to me. And if you've come this far, thank you very much. Please don't be a cheat. Not it doesn't pay. Please, you just be heaping curses on your head. Look at the way people are cursing out the video and all of that stuff. And like I said, these people are just a reflection of society. It is happening around you, your neighbor or your cousin. Things are happening out there. Even you yourself, check yourself. I'll leave you with your conscience, like I said before. Just do the right thing. Live a peaceful life. I mean, that makes a lot of sense. And all of this noise. Ah, this is well. Thank you for listening. Bye. Hi love. So I come bearing good news this time around about movies. Yeah, it's been a while I did a movie review, but then I'm not exactly doing a movie review because this particular movie just needs my verdict and I will just go straight at it. So this movie I highly, 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 super, super recommend. Please, if you're looking for something to watch, if you're bored, you just want to turn on your screen and enjoy something, please watch this movie. See this movie. It is super, super, super interesting. It is different, okay? It is not just a particular superficial movie or fiction, or it's not bland. Like, it has everything incorporated in it. And I'm not even capping. Like, no jokes. It has everything. Talk of horror, love, action, everything is inside this movie. And it is unpredictable. That is the best part. Yo, that is the best part. Even if you don't love series, yeah, you're gonna love this one because that is the only way I can break the ice to you by telling you, even if you don't love series, because some people don't like series, but you would love this particular one. Love, yes, you would love it, trust me. So what movie am I talking about already? I am talking about the series From. FROM, FROM, like you're coming from somewhere. Yeah, that's the title of the series, From. Please do go check it out. You would be amazed. You would love the movie. It is super unpredictable. Everything incorporated in one. Like, think of it. And I, for one, love to unwind, you know, by seeing a movie that is. Will not stress me, you get me? I don't have to be thinking so much. But then this particular one will have you thinking, yeah, but not in a very stressful way, not even in a stressful way at all. Like, it's a puzzling movie, like you just want to know, like it engages you. Yeah, that's the best way I can put it. You see yourself getting informed, knowing involved rather, really all knowingly. And I do not know why such an amazing movie will not get the hype that I feel and I know that it deserves. Like, that movie is not hyped enough. The series is not hyped enough. Trust me, take my word to the bank. This movie is the bomb. Like, yo, you're gonna cash out if you take my word to the bank. See me talking like they paid me to come and tell you about this series, but really, you know, now I want the best for you, yeah? So please go and check out this series. You would love it. And it's season one and season two that is out. See, you're even more advantage because as at the time I was watching it and some other people too, they were dropping it like drops of water, thump thump thump, like episode one, episode five, like they're just dropping it gently. And for such an interesting movie, you just want to see everything at once. But then, nah, they just kept us wanting more. That's how interesting it was. And then we had no choice but to wait for them. But now that everything has been released at once, so I concluded the season finale of season two. And trust me, it was, super unpredictable. It was just super unpredictable. See, this movie just has me all hyped up that I just want you to watch it. Like, I don't even know what I'm saying now, but all I'm saying in summary is please go and watch it. Like, your advantage, because you can just go see everything at once, yeah. And if you've seen the movie, high five here. I trust you enjoyed it as much as I did. Like, I like movies like that. I don't like something that I can't guess what will happen. Like, what's the point? Yeah, it has turns and twists, and you will not just see the movie coming, like you practically be in it, like you would feel it, like that's not how you watch a movie and just be like that, except if your mind was not in that movie. Like, no, go and download this movie already, this series, and thank me later. Anyways, yeah, I feel like I've just been rapping about this movie. But that's just to show you how interesting the movie is. And I just hope that it gets the hype that it deserves. And I just hope that it gets the hype that it deserves, because trust me, they need to like really push this movie out there and do the whole PR for the movie and all of that, because it deserves it. So yeah, watch it and thank me later. See the series already. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for always coming back to my podcast. I really do appreciate you. Do take care of yourself. I love you. And remember to always be kind. Happy viewing, happy watching, happy seeing.